Welcome to This is America with VOA Learning English. This week on our program, the music of Chuck Berry. Faith Lapidus and Doug Johnson tell about the man who is often called the father of rock and roll.
Arrested on charges of unemployment, he was sitting in the witness stand. The judge's wife called up the district attorney. She said, free that brown-eyed man. If you want your job, you better free that brown-eyed man. Flying across the desert in a TWA, I saw a woman walk across the sand. She'd been walking 30 miles en route to Bombay to meet a brown-eyed handsome man. Her destination was a brown-eyed handsome man. Way back in history, 3,000 years, in fact, ever since the world began. There's been a whole lot of good women shedding tears over a brown-eyed handsome man. It's a lot of trouble with a brown-eyed handsome man.
One of Chuck Berry's first releases was Brown-Eyed Handsome Man. The last verse goes like this. 2-3 count with nobody on. He hit a high fly into the stand. Rounding third, he was headed for home. It was a brown-eyed handsome man that won the game. It was a brown-eyed handsome man. The song came out in 1956, less than 10 years after Major League Baseball began to accept black players. The first was Jackie Robinson. Rob Sheffield at Rolling Stone magazine wrote about baseball songs on his blog and had this to say. The guitar speeds up as Chuck Berry heads into the climactic final verse when that brown-eyed handsome man, Willie Mays, Hank Aaron, Jackie Robinson, wins the game with a home run. Chuck would have made a lousy sportscaster. 2-3, the count. But that just adds to the excitement.
Deep down in Louisiana, close to New Orleans, way back up in the woods among the evergreens, there stood a log cabin made of earth and wood, where lived a country boy named Johnny B. Good, who never ever learned to read or write so well, but he could play a guitar just like a ringing a bell. Go, go! Go, Johnny, go, go! Go, Johnny, go, go! Go, Johnny, go, go! Go, Johnny, go, go! Johnny B. Good.
On stage, he became known for his wild performances and his duck walk that many musicians copied. But his songwriting skills, some call him a rock and roll poet, and his guitar work really set him apart. Early in his career, he played mostly blues for black audiences in clubs in St. Louis, Missouri. But the most popular music in the area was country. So this musical scientist mixed country and blues and got songs like Maybelline.
Maybelline, why can't you be true? Oh, Maybelline, why can't you be true? You done started doing the things you used to do. As I was motivating over the hill, I saw Maybelline in a coupe de ville. Cadillac rolling on an open road, nothing I'd run my V8 for. Cadillac doing about 95, moves bumper to bumper, rolling side to side. Maybelline.
Chuck Berry was born on October 18th, 1926, in St. Louis, where he still lives. His mother, Martha, was a high school principal. His father, Henry, worked with wood. He was a carpenter. Charles Edward Anthony Berry was born the fourth of six children. He started singing in church when he was 6 years old. His interest in music stuck with him. A lot of Chuck Berry's material is about teenage life, especially school.
Up in the morning and out to school. The teacher is teaching the golden rule. American history and practical math. You study them hard and hoping to pass. Working your fingers right down to the bone. And the guy behind you won't leave you alone. Ring, ring goes the bell. The cook in the lunchroom's ready to sell. You're lucky if you can find a seat. You're fortunate if you have time to eat. Back in the classroom, open your books. Keep it, the teacher don't know I mean she looks.
Chuck Berry left school when he was 17. He headed west with two friends, but they did not get far. They were arrested after they used a gun to steal a car in Kansas City, Missouri. Chuck Berry was released from prison after 4 years when he reached the age of 21. But that would not be the last of his legal problems over the years.
Sweet little 16, she just got to have about a half a million.
Chuck Berry signed his first recording contract in 1955 with Chess Records. One of his early hits was rock and roll music.
Just let me hear some of that rock and roll music. Any old way you choose it. It's got a backbeat, you can't lose it. Any old time. Gotta be rock and roll music if you wanna dance with me.
That song also became a hit with other bands, including a certain well-known British group.
I got no kick against modern jazz, unless they try to play it too darn fast. I lose the beauty of the melody until it sounded like a symphony. That's why I go for that rock and roll music.
Chuck Berry started performing around the country in 1957. Many years later, his tradition of asking to be paid before concerts even earned a part in the lighthearted crime film Ocean's 13.
Mr. Bank, do you know what Chuck Berry said every night before counting 1, 2, 3, 4?
What did he say?
Pay me my money!
Hail, hail, rock and roll. Deliver me from the days of old.
Filmmaker Taylor Hackford made a documentary called Hail, Hail, Rock and Roll, named for a Chuck Berry song. It centered on the making of a concert to honor the musician on his 60th birthday in 1986.
So I take my verses and put them to the same rhythm, and I was on my way. You know, poetry is my blood flow.
Guitarist Keith Richards from the Rolling Stones organized the concert. Listening to Chuck Berry songs got him interested in music. In Keith Richards' words, "I didn't dream I could make a living at it, but that's what I wanted to do." Some of the best moments in Hail, Hail, Rock and Roll are between Keith Richards and Chuck Berry.
Well, don't touch my ass. Then it won't be done.
He already said he didn't.
Well, he said why it's being done.
Why it's being done is because it's not recording well.
Okay.
And that's what's going to end up on the film. That's why they're doing it, because that's the way it's going to end up on the film.
If it winds up on the film, that's the way Chuck Berry plays it.
You understand?
I understand.
Okay.
Well, I understand.
Well, I was talking to anybody.
But you're going to live with it afterwards. That's on
the I've been living for 60 years with it.
I know that.
Okay, well, then realize it.
More than 75 artists and bands have done their own versions of Chuck Berry songs. Many have done several, including the Rolling Stones, Elvis Presley, Conway Twitty, and Bruce Springsteen. Here are George Thorogood and the Destroyers with It Wasn't Me.
Well, he was cold, tired, and hungry, came up begging for bread. The lady took him in and fed him breakfast in bed. It wasn't me. No, no, baby, it wasn't me. Oh, there must have been some other buddy. No, no, child, it wasn't me. Well, there's a cool young whippersnapper, loves to run and play, but the draft board got him, they inducted him today. It wasn't me. No, no, baby, it wasn't me. Yeah, you must have met some other buddy. No, no, child, it wasn't me. Calling out for volunteers on the front row. Lieutenant said, which one of y'all will volunteer to go? It wasn't me. Whoa, it wasn't me. Yeah, there must have been some other buddy. No, no, child, it wasn't me. Well, and down the freeway, just to cruising power. The state super clocked me at 9 miles an hour.
The Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in Cleveland, Ohio, included Chuck Berry in its first year of honors in 1986. The Hall of Fame had this to say: while no individual can be said to have invented rock and roll, Chuck Berry comes the closest of any single figure to being the one who put all the essential pieces together.
Everything is wrong since me and my baby parted. All day long I'm walking cause I couldn't get my car started. Laid off from my job and I can't afford to check it. I wish somebody'd come along and run into it and wreck it.
Come on, since my baby parted, come on. I can't get started, come on. I wish somebody'd come along and run into it and wreck it.
Everything is wrong since I've been without you. Every night I lay awake thinking about you. Every time the phone rings, sounds like thunder. Some stupid jerk trying to reach another number. Come on, since I've been without you, come on. Steady thinking about you, come on. Phone sounds like thunder. Some stupid jerk trying to reach another number.
Our program was written and produced by Katie Weaver. Faith Lapidus and Doug Johnson were your announcers. Tell us your favorite Chuck Berry song. Go to learningenglish.voanews.com. You can also download our programs and read the transcripts on our website. Join us again next week for This is America with VOA Learning English.
It was a teenage wedding and the old folks wished them well. You could see that Pierre did truly love the mademoiselle. And now the young monsieur and madame have rung the chapel bell. C'est la vie, said the old folks, it goes to show you never can tell. They furnished off an apartment with a two-room robot safe. Ginger ale. But when Pierre found work, the little money coming worked out well. C'est la vie, say the old folks, it goes to show you never can tell. They had a hi-fi phone, oh boy, did they let it blast. 700 little records, all rock, rhythm, and jazz. But when the sun went down, the rapid tempo of the music fell. C'est la vie, say the old folks, it goes to show you never can tell. They bought a souped-up jitney, was a cherry red 53, and drove it down to Orleans to celebrate the anniversary. It was there where Pierre was with
again.